This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This year, WPR is going beyond the ballot, asking Wisconsinites what's on their mind this election season. Friends Haley Pucker and Dana Garber-Margie both graduated from college during the recession and are still feeling the financial strain. They sat down with us to talk about this issue and more.
Do you plan to vote in this fall's election?
I do.
Okay, why?
Sometimes it seems like voting is one of the few ways that I can actually do something. It feels like I don't have a lot of power, but that vote carries the power I actually do have to, you know, get my voice out there and to get my opinion out there and perhaps actually cause change. Are you going to vote in this fall's election, Dana?
I do plan to vote. I think I'm going to plan to vote for the rest of my life in every election.
And why? Why do you vote?
I don't have much money, so the one thing that it feels like I can do more than donate large amounts of cash to organizations that are important to me, it feels like I can vote for people who think and feel similarly to me, even if I feel a little cynical, a lot cynical, about our democracy.
One of the things we get really worked up about and care about is healthcare in this country. Just trying to maneuver through the healthcare system. And I was in an accident in fall. I was biking home and an SUV hit me. I flew onto the sidewalk. An ambulance came and I was bleeding. I was bruised. I was cut. And they said, well, we don't think anything's broken, but do you want us to take you to the emergency room? We think you should go in. But as I was sitting in the ambulance, I did not think, oh, you know, like, did I break something? Are my intestines okay? Like, right. My internal organs? All I could think was, what's my copay to go to the emergency room? And how much does an ambulance ride cost? And no one should think that in my mind. No one should be hurt or sick and worry about what it's going to cost. Dana, what was it like entering the real world after college? I know we've talked about this a lot.
Oh, my God. It was awful. During the time I was at college, the recession happened. And then I couldn't find stable, full-time work with benefits, with anything. I cobbled together 5 part-time jobs. And then I listened as old people told me I didn't work hard enough. And I never saw a way out.
It's funny. I still don't feel like I've entered the real world almost. I know that sounds so dumb. Like,
I only feel like I'm recovering.
Yeah.
Do you think one of the reasons that you don't feel like you've entered the real world is because of your student loans?
Yeah. about half of my income every month goes to student loan bills. I live by the calendar to a scary amount. I know, like, the 22nd, this $400 loan is due. The 28th, this one is due. Like, I'm never not thinking about money.
If I didn't feel so tired all the time,
right?
I feel like I could do so much more. And I feel so tired because my mind is always thinking about money and inequality, my student loan debt and my health care and how I fit into it. And
it's exhausting.